Amnesty Group Stages Drag Show to Mock Americans. By Neil Munro on June 22, 2021. A pro-Amnesty group will hold the drag show on June 25 in which Amnesty-seeking illegal migrants are expected to help ridicule the opinions, behavior, and style of American women and men. It's the last weekend of Pride and Immigrant Heritage Month, and we're going out with a bang, said a June 21 tweet from United We Dream Network, UWD. Start your Saturday night off with United We Dream. Join us for a virtual drag show starring undocumented, immigrant, and activist queens. The tweeted video shows men dressed as women, an activist shouting, "Undocu-pleasure," and a claim that LGBTQ+ rights are immigrants' rights. Drag shows are not displays of men who insist they are transgender women. Instead, they are shows, usually presented by gay men who describe themselves as queens, which are staged to ridicule traditional distinctions between men and women. At its core, a drag show is a social statement and a big F you to male-dominated culture, said RuPaul, a producer of and performer in drag shows. It's a real rejection of masculinity, he told The Guardian newspaper in March 2018, shortly before he was forced to accept transgender men, including some men who sincerely want to be female, into his TV show. The UWD group is run by Grisa Martinez Roses, an illegal migrant who was brought through the weekly guarded border by her parents. She describes herself as undocumented, unafraid, queer and unashamed, according to a 2020 report at Yahoo.com. UWD was created in 2008 by the pro-migration leftists at the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, and by immigration lawyers at the National Immigration Law Center. In general, leftists say people should be free of imposed constraints, such as national borders, male and female stereotypes, and even their own male or female bodies. However, the university-educated leftists usually do not approve of people appropriating their elite qualifications and status, such as people who choose to identify as graduates of Harvard University, according to a leading globalist-minded magazine, The Economist. The UWD group has increasingly displayed its support for more legal rights and status for sexual minorities. For example, on June 16, it tweeted a flag that superimposes the pink, white, and blue flag used by transgender advocates over the rainbow flag used by gay and lesbian activists. On June 15, the group displayed a rainbow flag during a small pro-amnesty demonstration in Washington, D.C. Despite the low number of clicks on its Twitter messages, the UWD group claims a large membership and 80,000 LGBTQ members. We have an online reach of over 4 million and are made up of over 400,000 members as well as 5 statewide branches and over 100 local groups across 28 states. Over 60% of our members are WMCHN and 20% identify as LGBTQ. We are made up of fearless youth fighting to improve the lives of ourselves, our families and our communities. Our vision is a society which celebrates our diversity and we believe in leading a multi-ethnic, intersectional path to get there. The emphasis on gay rights, however, may also be intended to win funding from leftists who have funded gay advocacy campaigns. The UWD group got $9 million in donations during 2019, but it has kept its distance from Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.us funding pipeline. UWD activists wear orange clothing and organize under the slogan, "Here to Stay." But Zuckerberg's groups tend to use yellow signs and the slogan, "Home is Here." However, the UWD is one of many left-wing groups that are now cooperating with Zuckerberg's investor-funded FWD.us in the We Are Home Amnesty and Pro-Migration campaign. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal and illegal migration undermines democratic self-government and American social rules, and it also moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. Migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.